Vicki Peterson from the Bengals joining us on the line right now. Hello there.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
How would you describe this Monday?
I'm not going to say it's manic.
Okay, all right.
it was slightly less. It's more relaxed than
That's
manic
right.
today, which is good. But got some work done. Got a phone call in with my Bengal mates. We're figuring out our scheduling for the next couple of months. Recording and that sort of thing.
I know you're you've got some touring. You're going to be going down under. We'll talk about that in just a second. But let's talk about that, though. You know, the group is back, I guess. It's still rocking, though. So let's go back. There was a little bit of drama, and I know there was gossip and rumors about what happened to the group. It was time for a break. Is that essentially what happened, or what was the case?
That was essentially what happened, even though at the time I probably would have argued that point because I was adamantly against it. But it didn't take long for me to look back and say, well, that was exactly what we needed to do, is just take, you know, a decade or so off.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, they say absence makes the heart grow, you know, and that's essentially what happened. I mean, you get
it
back
did.
To...
I mean, we all needed to just sort of expand our worldview a little bit and have lives as individuals as opposed to simply as Bengals. It was a pretty constricting lifestyle for most of the 80s. Just, you know, working and touring together constantly and not really having an opportunity to expand out and have our own lives and that sort of thing.
And I guess in that time there were some babies, there was a solo career, so everybody kind of went off and, you know, found themselves for a little bit and then essentially came back, right?
Yeah, I mean, I went off to New Orleans and made music with the Continental Drifters, had a very completely different musical experience and lifestyle, was very happy there, actually, when Susanna started making increasingly frequent phone calls to me saying, you know, well, you know, I don't know if you feel like it, but, you know, maybe we could do something. And it intrigued me on the level of, you know, well, if we could really just, you know, be an actual viable band and create new music, maybe. I'm not really interested in doing the whole reunion trip for the sake of it and for doing, you know, the sort of packaged nostalgia tours and that sort of thing. It wasn't really interesting to me, but we actually did come together and start writing some new music and have been doing so for like the previous 10 years. It's been 10 years now.
Yeah, and so I mean, there, like you're saying, there was a bit of reluctance, but I guess, I mean, over your journey when you were taking the break, I'm sure you all brought new and exciting things to the group now that you're back together, right? You'd taken what you'd learned from whether it's motherhood or solo career, anything like that, and then now you've got that new energy with the group.
Absolutely. I mean, really, there's so much to be said for life experience and for, you know, the wisdom of aging. Yes. Let's call it that, shall we? I mean, it's really, it can't be emphasized enough that we did learn so much and have brought, you know, a wealth of experience and new ideas and new feelings and just and a much better way of working with each other to this incarnation.
More with the Bengals right after this.
Top of the Charts with Jeremy Bradley.
Vicki Peterson from the Bengals. You mentioned something. You mentioned nostalgia, and you know, a couple weeks ago, I went to the casino with my friend. We did dinner and dancing, and it was a great time. The cover band was doing, you know, Walk Like an Egyptian, and there were, I mean, we were the youngest people there. We're in our 20s, but you had people in, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, and then us in our 20s. Everybody just on the dance floor having a good time. Like, you know, the music is timeless, it seems, too.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It took me a while to kind of come back around to that point of view. Really, there was a time where I said, you know, you wouldn't be able to pay me enough money to do that song again. But I sort of learned that that's a very restrictive view of things because people do love it, and they just have so much fun. And when we play that song live, when we play, you know, some of our other hits and then a lot of the album cuts that people who know the Bengals love, it just, you get so much energy from the audience. It's, you know, it's really, it's so rewarding for us.
Well, what song does get the biggest response during a show?
Oh, Egyptian.
Oh, is it? Okay.
For the most part.
And I know, I mean, you're loved in North America. You're going to be touring, coming to Australia in a little while. And we had Adam Lambert on the show a few weeks ago, and he said that he's discovered in Asia, people are quiet until the end of the song, whereas in North America, they're loud throughout. Have you made any observations as you've traveled the world with the group?
He's absolutely right.
Really?
It's unnerving the first time you experience that, but they sit very quietly, and in between songs, very quiet, very respectful, it's unnerving. You want someone to at least, I think, the last time we were in Japan, I did a little cheerleading and had everyone just going, woo, you know, just like, come on, you got to give us something here, because it's eerie, it's so quiet. You're not used to that at a rock show.
What are they doing, though? Like, are they just sitting there? Are they tapping? Are they clapping?
They're literally sitting with their hands in their laps, politely waiting for the next moment to happen.
Oh,
and then you play your song, and then they clap very politely, they're very pleased, and then they sit.
Wow. Wow, that's got to be really... You probably want to get to the next song as quickly as possible, then.
It does kind of mess with your flow a little bit, you know, you're sort of, okay.
Well, you're wanting...
And, of course, their English is better than my Japanese, so they do understand some of the things that we say, but it's not like... Even in Europe, where you think, well, how much of my chat stage, you know, explanations and chatter to them are they really getting? But it's, you know, it's true that in many countries in the world, you know, English is fairly well understood. So you still feel a connection. It's just, it's interesting when you get kind of come across these other cultures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know quite a crowd at Lilith Fair last month. Sounds like there was a great lineup.
Yeah, actually, it was really fun. You know, sort of sad that the economic situation caused them to downsize a lot of the concerts and to cancel a few. Lilith Fair is certainly not the only touring act that suffered this year, quite a bit. But we were lucky that the two shows that we were invited to play on were, you know, went ahead. And the one up in Northern California did really, really well. It had that festival feel, you know, with the several stages and the sort of unified mentality of, you know, for this one day we're going to make things a little bit better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was really great. I actually really enjoyed the experience.
So you're keeping busy with your tour. And I mentioned, so Australia is next. Like, what's next for the band? You're talking about recording. So a new album coming out. There were rumblings about that. True or false? What can you tell me?
We do. We've been working on it for quite a while now, sort of sporadically. Unfortunately, we're not able to devote the more standard 12-hour days to recording because of family obligations and traveling and other and the touring that we've been doing off and on. But yes, we're working on a new record, new material, a couple of old covers that we used to do thrown in for fun, and just it's been really a really interesting and rewarding experience for us, because we're producing it ourselves. We're just kind of, and we're financing it ourselves. We're just kind of taking the reins here and making something that hopefully will be musically rewarding to people. We're enjoying it, so we're continuing that throughout the summer, hoping to wrap that up by September.
Are you taking on any other days of the week in it? Like, is there going to be a Tuesday or maybe like a Thursday song? Is there anything? No?
Oddly, no. Oh. No, I think I'll leave that to Prince.
Yes. And we can always then check out your website with all the latest news about your tours and albums and everything, right?
Absolutely. Bangles.com.
There we are. We'll be checking that out for sure. Vicki Peterson, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you. Top of the charts!